At 5:50, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin with a special report about the protests in North Texas in response to police killings of George Floyd and other black Americans nationwide. Dallas police arrested well over 100 protesters last night on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. As KERA's Bill Siebel reports, marchers were not arrested for breaking the 7 p.m. curfew, but for obstructing a roadway.
Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall said march organizers agreed with police in advance on the route they'd take last night to protest the death of George Floyd at the hands of a white Minneapolis policeman. Then she said they broke the agreement and headed for the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
The protesters were warned not to take the bridge. They took the bridge. They were warned again to come off of the bridge or arrests would be made.
Some present last night said they never heard those warnings. Hall added that protesters never became confrontational, maintaining a peaceful composure, which was something she expected.
We're not surprised that they were peaceful because we've had peaceful protests in the past. And what we also should not be surprised by, I stood before you and made myself extremely clear that we will arrest anyone who breaks the law. And although peaceful, the protesters broke the law.
Hall acknowledged the hurt and pain the nation's experiencing because of what happened to George Floyd and said her officers are taking a knee, too. But she repeated her mantra, quote, "If you break the law, we will arrest you," unquote. The curfew remains in effect. I'm Bill Siebel in Dallas.
Much of the anger in the wake of George Floyd's death has been aimed at the Minneapolis police officer charged with murder, Derek Chauvin. But Chauvin wasn't the only officer there. So many have asked, why didn't the three other officers on the scene do something? Joe Gamaldi is the president of the Houston Police Officers Union and national vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police. He talked with David Brown, host of Public Radio's Texas Standard.
After the news of George Floyd's death broke, you shared a message on Twitter urging law enforcement to step up and speak out if they see a fellow officer not doing the right thing. How do you ingrain that into the culture of a police department while also maintaining trust and bonding among officers?
I think it's important to first say we're doing a very good job of doing away with the myth that there is a blue wall of silence. You know, right here in Houston, we actually have internal complaints are higher than external complaints, meaning that 3-to-1 officers will complain on one another than a citizen complaining on our officers. And that's good, but we need more. And it needs to be, we need to be better. And what I was trying to get across to all of our officers is if you see something that you know in every fiber of your being and your training, and just as a human being that is wrong, you need to step in and step up right at that moment. You have to speak up. You can't drop a complaint a day later because by then, and obviously in this case, the damage is already done.
If this is being drilled into the minds of officers, why doesn't that happen in cases like this?
I think it happens a lot of times, but you don't see those cases. You don't see the times that the officer says, okay, let's sit him up because that's not going to make news. Hey, let me take your suspect and put him in the back seat because we see an officer is maybe too emotionally invested in that call. You're never going to see those things because that's not going to make viral news. But we need people to step up in all instances to make sure that we don't have an incident where someone has now lost their life.
We've been down this road before, though. I mean, were there pledges and pleas by law enforcement to do better after someone, and it's often a person of color, is injured or killed during custody? Now, here we are again. Do you think that this time is going to be different?
I think it's very common after a situation like this, and it happens. And listen, I could give you the whole don't let a few bad apples spoil the bunch, but I don't think people really like to hear that from us anymore. They want to see us do better, and we are. We have never been better trained. We have never been more educated. We have never been more diverse. Just here in the Houston Police Department, we are a majority-minority department. You are already seeing a better police department than you've ever seen before. And it's just we have incidents where these things happen, and it sets us back. And we're going to continue to do better.
You know, Mr. Gamaldi, I hear what you're saying, and I hear that this is the best-trained police force in history and many of the reassurances that we've been hearing from police over the past several days. But I also hear listeners who say, you know what, the status quo isn't good enough. I mean, we need additional civilian oversight. We need to end qualified immunity for police officers. We need to cut law enforcement funding. What do you say to them?
Our officers are doing a fantastic job every single day protecting our communities. We average about 2 million citizen contacts a year here in Houston, 2 million. We had 276 complaints from citizens last year. And it tells us that our officers are doing a fantastic job. Our officers need to have rights as well, because although this situation is clear cut that these officers are wrong, I think every reasonable person can say in most use of force cases and shootings and things like that, it is not as clear cut whether that officer made a mistake or not. But unfortunately, they are tried in the court of public opinion.
And in that court of public opinion is certainly not weighing down right now in favor of police. And I think a lot of people are saying, yeah, we consider the police to be a threat, an enemy. How do you recover from that?
We're going to continue to build bridges with our community and do the best job that we can going out there every single day. Because although some people may think that we're the enemy, I think we all know deep down that is not true. We are here to help. Our officers are putting themselves at great risk right now to make sure that protesters who are protesting them are able to exercise their First Amendment right safely.
That was Joe Grimaldi, National Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police, talking with David Brown of Texas Standard. Demonstrations continued across North Texas last night. We're going to hear now from some of the protesters in Dallas about why they attended. The first voice you'll hear is Reza Askari explaining the sign he made for last night's event.
It says, "Demilitarize the police." I see AR-15s out in the street. I see police escalating the situation. I see some police saying, "Stay safe." But I see some police intimidating. It's wrong. We're all peaceful out here. We're all peaceful out here. It's, all I've seen is peace. I've never seen any violence out here. No violence. I see peace.
George Floyd! George Floyd!
My name is Mo Williams. And out here, honestly, yesterday I was driving through the streets of downtown Dallas and it hurt my heart. I'm the mother of a black son. And a couple of weeks ago, I was actually pulled over in Waxahachie, and the cop did not approach my window. He approached my back window with his hand on his gun. And when I rolled down my window, I asked him why he was there, standing back there. And he said to me, I made him nervous, and he didn't know. So immediately, I was terrified because I thought I was going to get shot just because I was driving 50 in a 45 and switching lanes. Just because of that makes me want to fight. My son should never have to deal with that. He should never have to deal with that. And I should never have to deal with that. We are doing this peacefully. We have been acting peacefully. I don't believe we are being thugs at all. Thugs are dangerous people. Thugs are criminals, when you look at the word, you know? There are others that come out here for other reasons, but that is not what us as a group and me personally, that's not what we're doing.
This is my first day out protesting. This is an area excluded from the curfew zones. So I'm hoping that things don't get rough and just we're able to peacefully protest. That's the goal. And that, even that's not going to bring the tension that needs to be brought to the problems. But we're all as people going to do what we need to do and what we can do in our power. And I'll be here as long as I can be.
That was Michael Adiri. Before that, we heard from Mo Williams and Reza Askari. And for the latest developments on the protest in North Texas, visit kernews.org.